You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. After asserting Wednesday that the nuclear bailout bill should stand, Governor Mike DeWine made an abrupt about-face yesterday.
While the policy, in my opinion, is good, the process by which it was created stinks. It's terrible. It's not acceptable.
His comments come after the revelation that First Energy, now known as Energy Harbor, used $60 million of dark money to get the $1.5 billion bailout known as House Bill 6 passed in the General Assembly. Some question whether the bill would be replaced without the influence of Householder, and still others say repealing it wouldn't restore the state of renewable energy in Ohio. Kathy Kowalski has been investigating for Eye on Ohio, and she joins me now. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, thank you.
So HB6 gutted renewable energy and energy efficiency standards in Ohio, but the clean energy advocates that you spoke with say repealing it wouldn't be enough. What's their argument?
The argument is that First Energy has been working in front of and behind the scenes, as far as we know from things on the record, since at least 2012 to get the standards either limited or even gutted. And that shows up as early as 2012 when First Energy was making noises about trying to freeze the energy efficiency standard. And then we saw that there were a variety of moves that took place. A freeze of the renewable energy and energy efficiency standards, a last-minute budget bill that pretty much tripled with property line setbacks for wind, and then threats of other bills to either freeze the standards, gut the standards, keep them from restarting, that kept being introduced and then falling by the wayside. And these have contributed to uncertainty in the market. And so their argument is that they've been stymied by a lot of First Energy efforts and lawmakers on their side from having the progress that their industry would have had without the interference.
So they feel that this repeal is not enough. What are they proposing in addition?
They would like to see, first of all, fixing the wind setbacks back to where they would have been, but for a 2014 law. And they want to try to get more transparency before the PUCO and the Ohio Power Siting Board so that they can make sure that there are fairer hearings or more transparent hearings in terms of what happens with siting renewable energy.
You talked with lots of lawmakers. What's your sense of whether this repeal might actually happen?
It's unclear. Part of it depends on what happens with the leadership in the House of Representatives, because you can keep something from coming to the floor or not. Some of it also depends on how much sway happens in terms of political lobbying now to try to keep it. When we look at how House Bill 6 passed last summer, it was one vote in the House of Representatives that made a difference there. So it will be close. It'll be interesting to see. It's not necessarily a done deal when we hear things about repeal and replace.
Kathy Kowalski, thank you so much for your time today.
Sure.